Florida.
Hi, buddy.
I'd like to welcome everybody to City Council, or to our public hearing. We're going to call this public hearing to order for budgets. So, you'll need a roll so that you can pass that around for them to sign. Doesn't look like we got much public here.
If you need me to, Mayor, I can stir up some controversy.
Maybe not.
I was going to say, maybe not where you're not from, darling.
We have plenty, thanks.
We love to know if you can ask, I need to ask a clarifying question about this.
What are we waiting for?
Tiffany.
Okay. Do those need to be distributed, or is that your personal one?
Sorry, I just set it up there.
It's okay. I was jealous that you had it, but I have it too.
Okay, so Lynette, if you want to come to the mic and ask your question, where did Tiffany go again? Just one second till she gets in here. Okay, so state your name and your address.
My name is Lynette Sorensen. My address is 12785 Northeast Garland Road in Garland. I'm the emergency manager for Garland City. And my question on the budget is, so I know that you're rolling over the peer support donations, but...
What line item is this?
3571 is the peer support donations that rolls over.
Thank you.
But I was told... The 4462, the peer support training, that if the funds that wasn't spent was going to continue to build in that account in the event that we had a big incident, and that's how we would cover. Is that the case, or is that not the case?
We will still cover, but we haven't been able to roll it just because of the situation we found ourselves in. But in the future, that's what we're hoping to be able to do.
So this is the one we talked about in the last one, where 4462 on page 3 of your proposed budget, down at the bottom, the 2015-2026 proposed budget, down, just down page 3, we created, because everyone talked about from my notes, that she had a peer support donation of $1,000.
Yes, and that's 3571.
Correct. That's a donation.
Yes,
that's
and on the new budget, it's going to be charged 4462.1, and then we
correct.
Do the budget next year of 4462. That's your training, and then your donation of your other number was $1,000.
I don't know what you're talking about. So peer support, I'm just talking
peer support
strictly
is still
peer support.
$7,100 for this year.
Right.
Yes.
So are you cutting my budget even more then for emergency management?
No. All we did was take some from the office supplies a little bit, and again, that was because of the budget. You were actually the one that had the less cut from their budget compared to other budgets. Some of them were losing anywhere from $1,000 to, I would guess, $5,000 out of their budget because of what we found ourselves.
You can't compare the emergency manager as well.
No, I know that, but it takes every department to make this city work, and I know that when emergencies happen, we'll have to deal with that.
So it looks like you... Oh, never mind.
So is this right here what you gave me?
Well, this is the one that next year
current.
So, right, you're looking at this donation of $1,100.
Right, I get that. That's going to roll over because that's peer support donation. So
this is your current. This
I was looking at this because I was told we were going to build that account. Anything extra was going to roll
over. So that one's under training, right? Peer support training, which was $7,100. So next year we budgeted $7,100. And then we rolled over the donation of $1,000 right here into a separate line item. Donations,
but I understand
donations
that.
Do accrue, yeah. And they will.
What she's saying, Tiffany, is she spent $4,772. She figured that the $2,300 roughly, would roll over, so it would be $7,400.
Minus the final invoices that we should
get.
The leftover, she has.
But because of what we found ourselves in this year, that didn't happen. We had to take it from. But if we need it, but then also too, Lynette, there was that one that you talked to me about that we've just got to make sure they're not using it.
Right, so I have changed the policies and procedures. I'm going to send this to
Tia
White.
Help you a little bit.
I've changed that to Tia White, and she's going to review the policies and make sure that it states that if in the event that they get three, but if they need more than that, then they've got to come get a permission from me. Because we can't afford to send everybody through weekly counseling, which was what this person was doing. So they used up almost that.
So we're hoping that's going to help by having that in place.
Right. And then it'll roll over, because I was told that it was going to roll over, so if it's not, I just need to be aware of that.
We were hoping, but we found ourselves in a pinch this year for everybody.
So does that mean in future years, if there's a bigger balance there than what I'm given, that you're gonna take it that away?
It depends on what the situation is that the city's in. So like we can't promise, but we shouldn't be in this. This started rolling in 2017, and by asking certain questions with our accountant on April 18th is how we came across this.
I do want to make sure that we're not. I mean, if she's receiving a donation from someone from peer support.
That's true.
Yeah, I know. I just don't want that to be. I understand. I just don't want that to be looked at and said, she's got $1,000.
No, that would roll over.
No, I understand. I just don't want it to be looked at the overall budget and say, she's getting $1,000, so we can take more money out somewhere else.
No.
Because someone else is donating to her. Because that should be computer.
Peer support is strictly peer support. It doesn't have anything to do with emergency. I manage the peer support program, but, there's nothing that I gain from it other than making sure that our responders are okay that reach out to us. And once we found out we had an individual that almost spent the entire budget themselves, that's why we couldn't do anything, training-wise, and so we had some money left over, so we were going to do a big training in July, but I guess I will not do that at the moment then. If it's not, you're not going to roll over the funds.
Yeah, I wish we could, but we found ourselves in a situation that I hope we never find ourselves in again, but it will take us, I will tell you this, it will take us a little while to dig out from what we found out in April 18th.
Okay, well, I know you're aware, but I'm going to say it again, in the event that we have it against them, and the response and the mental health needs of our first responders exceed what I've been given, the city's liable, and we'll have to cover it.
Yeah. Correct.
It's not only our first responders, but the law includes their families and their significant other as well. So, and that is something that we could potentially have to cover.
Yep. That's what we're trying to prepare for, is all of this.
Do you think where it's three?
So, yeah, because I talked to Tia, and there are some departments that will flat out, they don't ever ask any bigger departments. We're talking the Salt Lake that have millions and millions of dollars for these programs. The chiefs don't care. They don't ask whoever's managing. They say just let them go. If they want to go weekly, they can. Tia says it's for smaller cities like us, they can get up to three if they need it. But if they need ongoing counseling, that's not under peer support. Peer support is to manage just the initial incident, get them the resources. Then they need to turn to their insurance and to their EAPs, their city EAPs. Okay. Now, having said that, Garland doesn't have an EAP, so Garland City at some point could be responsible for that in the event that we have somebody that decides to ask for more. That won't come from my budget. So.
Well, I get what you're saying too, Tina, because like first, like our City Day celebration, I have a $14,000 budget, which has been the same for 4 years, with even with all of inflation, and I have had to work like crazy to find somebody to sponsor to make up all the difference. So it shouldn't just stay that because we can make it happen. I mean, at least 80 hours have been put into giving, you know, a donation. So that would be easily fixed with raising the budget, like you
say.
Correct.
Right.
And I wished Tiffany and I could have had a magic ball and came up with a way that we could have gave everybody everything they asked for, but it just wasn't feasible.
I just needed to understand what was going on with peer support because I was under the impression it was rolling over so that we had that buffer, and there was only 26, 37, 32 that... 23, 27, 97 that would have rolled over, minus whatever our final invoices are. So I just needed to know that. I feel some of these should be protected accounts and just keep in mind.
That's what we're doing for going forward. A lot of them is going to be restricted if we can. I mean, some of them are restricted, but that's what we're trying to do.
I can restrict the donations.
So that.
But the training ones are to restrict.
The money is
well,
there.
It's not just training. It's peer support. It's the count. It's the whole pack strapped into one. It's the training. It's the
services.
Counseling. It's the services. It's the you know, all of the stuff that encompasses.
So a question about that same line item, 4462. The 2024 actual was 25,000.
Because we had that grant.
Okay, I was going to say there had to have been a grant.
Yeah, we had the grant. We had the state grant.
Okay. See, and somehow I wish it could show that there was a grant, so it doesn't look like you're just over budget.
Well, and I think...
Well, it's the same with ARPA. I don't like it on here because it shows that I had all this money, and that wasn't even mine. I didn't have a penny to do with that.
Yeah, we were finding that some of the stuff was put in categories that shouldn't have been put in, and the grant should really go under admin, we found out. And so we're going to try and now start putting this in the places that they should be in so that that doesn't do that to every individual...
Okay.
Account.
Okay. Yeah, and from
the it's like the library.
It was donated under like emergency preparedness. That's why I had to stay there. That was from Charlotte, so that's why I haven't moved it out. I can talk with Heather about that.
Well, I think the ARPA grant was like some sort of emergency first responder something. Wasn't that the money that went to the fire truck?
Yes.
Yeah, that was earmarked
for
fire truck.
It
came from the American Rescue Act, and
yeah, that was
had nothing to do with this portion of it.
Yeah, but that was earmarked for emergency first responder type things, which is why it went to the fire truck. And this is an old...
Yeah, and after 3 years, it's off your thing anyway, isn't it? 3 years?
It'll, 3 years, it'll drop off.
It'll drop off, so it won't even show.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Lynette.
Thank you. And thank you for what you do. Okay. Any other public comments? Are you here, Mr. Brayton, for public comments for a budget? Okay.
I think there's a roll you have to sign right there.
Yes.
Did you sign in? You're so obedient. Because we'll know.
We will not be able to test our policy liability.
just kind of trying to find my agenda. Okay. So if there are no more public comments.
Am I a public comment?
Well, it's still a discussion also.
Did we ever find the Garland City Days fundraiser funds?
No, we did not. We talked to Jeanette about that. I don't know where they came in.
That's why I hope this has got to be done different.
I can't find it. Jeanette and I have talked about that.
We have worked deep.
Well, we talked about amending the budget and doing all things like that. After today, I hope to do a little more digging to find something that she believes, I think what we say, like, was it $5,000?
$3,400.
It was $3,400 she believes it was. So we're going to open an account to at least that. And then I'll see if Heather has any tricks up for speed on the journal.
That's exactly why we're doing what we did with your budget. We're putting peer support dash one donations so that it continually stays there so that we can see from year to year
where we're at with
what's being carried over.
Come on up. Come on down.
I'm sure from the Stick Horse Door Racing, that was kind of a fundraiser. And I get it was only like 50, 55 bucks. Was that a hard time for and put into my budget somewhere?
No, those were not Lynette.
Probably wasn't.
None of those monies were put where they were supposed to be.
Because it was cash and everything that I brought in and
marked. Bookkeeping is going to be done different.
So it was, because like the Stick Horse Door Racing will always be like a fundraiser. I mean, it's only $5, and it's only...
You shouldn't have to restrict your fund, which rolls over year to year to year. And when your market is restricted, that's why we did it as dot one with Heather. So I apologize. We talked about the 1,000, but I can go back, and we can do amendment, right? First quarter, we talked about looking at the budget every year, and then it's going to end up in my...
Yeah, you don't need to find that right now.
Yeah,
I need to get a notepad for myself.
Oh. Yeah, I because I turned it over and...
Yeah. And all I can do is apologize to all of you publicly, individually, whatever, but it was the magic question that I asked on April 18th that undone all of this.
Well, and all we can do is start from where we are. So I apparently you got to find that in.
I was curious if that would have gone in somewhere because...
Because, yeah, it's just like the money for the re-advertised people coming to these carnival games because we're going to donate it for an all-ability playground and we don't have 1 cent.
Yeah, it's kind of the same. We were doing some communication stuff, I think, is really goal for last year. And
so
I lost everybody on my communications team, so I'm starting over. So it would be emergency management... donation fund.
Okay.
Thank you.
I thought it was at least $50, $50.55 that I gave to her in cash. So I'll put a GL on the donations.
I will bring a donation in and we'll put it on the books.
But if you look at your EMS donations, that's really $1,158. So I wonder if you have really $158 in there that we need to roll over. To add to that 1,000, or like you said, create a different one so it's not in.
Well, if it's in here, so I can't take it for emergency management.
No, so you want it to roll to just emergency management. So we'll create another one.
We'll look and see what we have.
Yeah, let me get with Heather on that.
So don't.
Now, this is our
third. Want to trade seats?
This is our third year we've done the budget, and it has been, I think,
A nightmare. This one this year has taken a lot of time. We have...
Oh, wait. Skylar has something now.
Okay.
Come to the podium. To the podium so we can
state
see.
Your name. And does it have to do with the public hearing?
Yes.
Okay.
Skylar Daly, Tremont Police Department. PD address 125 South 100 West. So if we have some extra funds left over, say in our vehicle purchasing or things, would council be open... reallocating that to peer support as important as that loan is, if I can...
Right now, everybody was on a stop spend.
I'm talking for the budget year you're voting on.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying. If we can get some of this going in the direction that it needs to go to, hopefully we can get that back on track. But I don't know how long it's going to take to get all of this that we're behind on caught up, so to speak.
He's asking, though, if this new budget year, and there's no...
So let's say there's $70,000 or $80,000 for the vehicle to get it outfitted and everything, and I get it for $65,000. Peer support is super important because we had
correct
officer that almost took their life. and there's one in the news that just did. I would like, if you guys are open to it and it's possible for the city to reallocate that to peer support.
Yeah, but if that's possible, we will definitely try and do that.
Okay, thank you.
So, thank you.
That is a great show of teamwork. Thank you so very much.
And we're going to be reallocating funds and revisiting our budget every 3 months and changing things every 6 months.
Everybody can see where they're at, because the goal this year is that no one will go over budget. And with everything that's purchased, I would like to see what the need is, not just go purchase it because, oh, I have this much in my budget.
I think the real goal should be that we can see where everything went.
Correct, but it should be needed, not just...
No, for sure. No frivolous spending.
Yeah. Okay, so we will adjourn from the public hearing at 5:21. So you can shut that off. Good job.